Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios every week, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
Doing super. It's a wonderful spring day in Carbon County.
It is. Was that not the most gorgeous day yesterday? Ah, I'm so excited for this weather. I actually got out and did some yard work for the first time, and it was beautiful.
You better get it done today because Thursday it's going to be horrible again.
Why?
Rain, snow, wind. Wind.
Great. The wind. It's my best friend. I love the wind. Love it. Well, Sheriff, it's a very important time of the year. People are getting out in the mountains. They're camping. They're going to have a really good time. And you know what goes hand in hand with camping is with my family, we always will go and set up some cans, some targets, and we have shootouts. So gun safety is so important.
That's what we want to talk about today. So have a few little rules for gun safety. The number one cardinal rule of gun safety is always keep your muzzle pointed in a safe direction. It's the most basic rule. It's the most important rule. If everyone pointed their guns in a safe direction, virtually there'd be no accidental firearm injuries.
Exactly. Also, one of my huge rules around the family is always making sure that no matter what, you always treat a gun like it's loaded. Even if you know for 100% fact it is not loaded, you pretend that it is.
That's right. And firearms should be unloaded when not actually in use. They should only be loaded when you're in the field or on a target range in the shooting area and you're ready to actually shoot. Other than that, you should keep your guns unloaded.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what, Sheriff? I'm glad that you decided to talk about this today because there is actually a concealed carry class taking place today so people can head on over there and learn a little bit more about being safe.
You know, and it's just a good idea to do that. It's extra. Some people are very comfortable with guns. I've been around them my whole life, but I still did a concealed carry class because it's good knowledge. You gain a lot from it.
Oh, for sure. You can find all the info you need on that concealed carry class by heading on over to our website. Get registered. It's always so important to have really good knowledge of a firearm and instill those safety tips into your children from a very young age.
That's right. The third rule that I have is don't rely on your gun safety. Treat every gun as though it can fire all the time. The safety on the gun is mechanical and it can at times not work properly. So don't rely on that. Don't think because it's on safety that it's safe to do whatever you want to do with it. Always treat it like it's loaded and don't rely on its safety. Of course, be sure of your target and what's beyond it. Make sure you know what you're shooting at. Make sure you know what's beyond there. Guns or bullets travel for miles. So if you're not shooting at a safe backstop, don't shoot. And especially when you're hunting, it's easy to get excited and fixated on whatever you're hunting. But make sure that everyone's safe behind it and there's not other hunters around or something like that.
For sure.
This one's one I learned with my grandpa years ago. Use correct ammunition. Sometimes our elders don't see as well. They might put the wrong ammunition in their gun. Very dangerous. I've seen this happen before. Sometimes they will fire, and sometimes they'll destroy the gun too. So make sure you have the correct ammunition. If your gun fails to fire when you pull the trigger, handle it with care. It could still fire. It could be a delayed firing issue with the ammunition you have. So make sure that you still keep it pointed in a safe direction, handle it with care, and carefully unload it. Always wear eye protection when shooting and ear protection. Ear protection is crucial because that's not an instant injury, but over the years, you'll get to where you lose hearing if you shoot without it. And be sure that your barrel is clear of obstructions before shooting. So if you're out walking in the woods with your firearm and you fall down, for example, make sure that you unload your gun, look in it, and make sure the barrel's clear. Because if it's full of mud, it'll blow up when you shoot.
Which is not, you don't want that to happen.
No.
At all.
And don't alter or modify your guns and have them service regularly. If you have any work beyond the basic field stripping of your gun to be done, have a gunsmith do that. Because there are a lot of small parts inside your gun. And if you don't put it back together correctly, it can malfunction. So, and then learn the mechanical and technical handling characteristics of your firearm that you're using. Know your guns. Know where the safety is. Know how to open the bolt. Know how soft the trigger is. Know everything about your gun, and it'll just be safer for you.
For sure. Well, Sheriff, before I let you head on out of here, really quick reminder, Derby's creeping up.
Derby is creeping up. So every parade that we have this summer, you'll see more and more Derby cars in it. We have, and it's time. You can start signing them up now. In fact, I know for sure there are two cars already signed up. The board's at Tire King to sign up for the Derby. The rules are there. It's going to be an awesome, fun time. I know of of a dozen cars or so around town that are being built right now. So it should be a good time. And just keep in mind, that's how Search and Rescue makes their money every year, is off of the Derby. So
right. So head on over to Tire King, get all the additional information that you need on getting a vehicle registered for that demolition derby taking place in August 11th. It's coming up quick. It might seem like it's far away, but when you're building a car, you need all the time you can get.
It takes, yeah, it, you can throw a car together in a weekend, but it's not easily done.
Right.
You need to start now if you're going to build a car.
If you want to win, you got to start now.
Yeah, and for those dieters out there, make that a cheat day. So you can, there'll be a lot of good food out at the Derby. So, yeah, cheat day.
There, yeah, absolutely. It has to be a cheat day.
Positive.
And not to mention, thinking. Right, it's a really great way to raise funds for the Carbon County Sheriff Search and Rescue. So
yep.
Those vendors, you got to make sure to support them. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope. Just want to wish everyone a great spring day.
All right. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You can find more on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.